Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have James Powell, and they've got a big, fun event. If you've got a child that is just head over heels in as far as science and computers and mathematics, this is a STEM camp going on, and there's two different ones. You've got one going on here in Carbon County that starts July 11th, and it runs through the 13th, and then you've got one in Emory County that will run July 18th through the 20th. Both of the camps are going to be very similar. We'll talk about the fee and how you sign up and all those kinds of things, but this is a lot of fun if you've got a kid that is really, really into this, and I know there's a lot of them out there that are. James, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this STEM camp. How long has it been going on? We just talked about you guys came in a couple years ago. So
we've been doing it 3 or 4 years now. This is just continuation of it. We've been doing it for like 3 or 4 years.
And you always have, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of great things planned on this.
Yeah, we do. We try to get the kids to come in and do some different experiences. Like one of the activities we're going to do on Tuesday morning is build a race car, where I just give them parts and they have to build the whole thing. And then I take one, we kind of put them into groups of two or three, and I take one of them and I show them how to wire up the Arduino board so that it will actually run the motors and everything for them, and then we test it with a remote control kind of a thing, and then the kids put it all together and we see who could go the fastest.
And that's just Tuesday morning, you
said?
That's
Tuesday morning.
So, and then in the afternoon, you've got great things planned. You said something about rockets?
Yeah. Well, we have three different classes that each the kids will get go into. We divide them up into three groups, and the first one that they'll go attend would be with IE. Jeremy Johnson, his team is coming in, and they're going to do their exploration group with us, and they're going to teach them how to build air rockets. Then they're going to go out and shoot them until they blow up.
So you said they'll just keep shooting them until they don't work anymore.
Yeah, until they blow up. And then they get the one whose rocket goes the farthest, they actually get a little prize for it.
And then on Wednesday, sounds like a really fun day. And this is fascinating to me. You guys are working with drones on Wednesday. Is that how that'll work?
Well, yeah, we work with drones. What we do, we have some drones that we program on it, and the kids fly these drones via programming through or via automation through this obstacle course. And once we get it where it takes off, flies through the obstacle course, they have to fly a certain height, they have to go a certain distance, they have to turn around, they have to go higher, come back, go back through this chair. We have a chair there that they can fly right through the chair. And once they land, then we kind of do it, we're done. But then they get to go in, and we show them how to do a flip, and so they get to add flips. They can do other things, other activities during that. And then on the other thing we have is that Larry Gardner, he's going to bring in a kit, an Arduino board kit, and with sensors, and he's going to teach them how to wire this up. And here's the cool part on it is they get to take the kit home. So now they have a, you know, maybe a temperature. They want to build a temperature sensor. They can do that. So it's kind of a lot of fun for them, I think.
And there are a lot of kids that are really into this and that enjoy this kind of stuff, and it fascinates them. And once again, you're going to be doing it two different weeks. The first week, July 11th through the 13th, is going on at Carbon High School, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to try and run it from 9 to 4 every day. Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, we're running 9 to 4 on Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday is kind of a parent show-off day. The parents can come in, grandparents can come in, and the kids show off. That's the day we have the race for the race car. That's the day they get to show off how they program the drone. They'll show off what they did with the sensor kit and that. Now, in Emory, we're doing logos and buttons, and so, you know, they'll take them home and show them off. But we have a parent show-off day on the last day.
Okay, and as I said, the first week, 11th through 13th, is at Carbon High School.
Uh-huh.
Then the next week, July 18th through the 20th, is going to be at Emory High School.
Yeah.
If people would like to sign up for this, there is a fee of $50.
Yes. They have to go out to eventbrite.com. They need to search for USUE STEM Camp 2023, and it'll come up, and they can sign up for it. So, now, we provide lunches for them, so the fee is kind of helping us, you know, with the lunches and the gifts that we give and stuff.
And the other part of it is, you know, try and get in there and pre-register, because then you have a head count for lunch as well.
Yeah, I have a head count. Now, Carbon School District is providing the lunches, so we have to give them a head count so they can get that arranged. And Emory School District is providing the lunches for the Emory one. And so, again, we just need a head count.
They need a head count to let people know how many are going to be there. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Once again, starting up in at Carbon High School July 11th, running through the 13th, and then it'll be at Emory High School July 18th through the 20th. 9 to 4, all 3 days, and eventbrite.com is where you need to sign up. Once again, it's the USUE STEM Camp 2023. If you've got a child that is fascinated and really into this stuff, you know what? Get them signed up and just get ready for them to have a lot of fun. James, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.